excuse me, but you should have had your breakfast before leaving the house.
Oh, we could hardly eat them before leaving the house, but we only picked them on the way here.
You snooze your house. That's pig nut season for you.
What are they?
Pig nuts.
You know, earth chestnuts. They're like mini potatoes.
The fairies love them.
But not as much as we.
Fair enough, so. I suppose it could be worse. Most kids your age would probably be eating a donut instead of a pig nut.
A what nut?
A donut.
That sounds gorgeous.
What else have you been keeping from us?
Nothing.
What are donuts?
They're just roundy sweet things with a hole in the middle.
So they're beautiful also?
I don't know if I want to eat them or put them on mantelpiece.
What's in them?
I don't know, probably...
Tell us the truth.
Flour, eggs, milk, just cake stuff.
Oh, like Girl Scout cookies. I heard about them in America.
Blech. They put Girl Scouts in their cookies?
Absolute savages.
Well, ours will be 100% child-free.
Your what?
Our donuts.
Right. Well, you can make all the donuts you want at 3 o'clock, but until then...
We can't wait that long. It's out of the question.
Why don't we just make it so today is a home economics class?
Yeah.
It'd be business studies too.
How would it be business studies?
Because we're going to open... Come on, everybody.
A donut shop. Ooh, what shall we call it?
How about Donut the Starb?
Too unwelcoming. How about a donut tastes so good?
Too uncertain. I vote for Do Re Mi Fa Sol La Ti Donuts.
Do Re Mi Fa Sol La Ti Donuts.
Now let's go fetch the ingredients.
Meet you back here in an hour.
Flour.
Eggs.
Milk.
Flour.
Eggs.
Milk.
Flour. Eggs. It's a darn good thing nobody knows what goes on in this class. I'd be out of the job faster than you can say Do Re Mi Fa Sol La Ti Donuts.
Off the southeast coast of the mainland, there's an island called Rumblowee.
Rojack rabbits usually reach the first of more than ages. The scarecrow can walk, the wall can talk, and their handles are run out of ages.
In the tree of plenty, there's a tree house, which is magic but also a school. And in that school, you might occasionally find Nero's class.
Eggs first?
Why not?
That's not an egg. That's a flippin' rugby ball.
Don't mind him, Jackie. Crack it in.
I'll have you know, it's an ostrich egg.
Well, whatever type of egg you use, you're definitely supposed to get rid of the shell.
And now, Scooch, the flour.
I wasn't sure which flour we needed, so I got a sunflower, a cauliflower, and a little piece of the mayflower.
That's not what...
Perfect. Chuck them all in. Rowan, you got milk?
Yep. Kindly donated by the GOAT.
I chuck it in. And now we just sit back and wait.
For the greatest treat of our lives.
People are going to go ooh la la for them.
We won't be able to keep up with demand.
In that case, we'd better start making more.
Water! I need water! That's disgusting.
Absolutely rotten.
Get them away from me.
I think I'm going to howl.
You may not have learned much about bacon, but I hope you've all learned a lesson about listening to your teacher.
How could you just sit back and let us create something so vile?
Imagine getting his recipe book for your birthday.
I'll call my publisher and tell him to stop the presses.
You actually need to.
Where are you off to, Jackie?
Just going to dump these. Maybe the foxes will eat them or something.
Those poor foxes.
Then we can get back to class.
Wow.
What are you smiling about?
It's just normally when you guys get distracted and come up with some higgledy-piggledy scheme, that's it. We're gone for the day, off on some weird quest until past midnight. But today it's amazing. We've only lost an hour or two. I can't believe it.
We're all yours, Professor.
Now, what lesson did you have planned for today?
Wow. Okay, so... In 1863, a young man by the name of Mickey McGonagall came out of...
Got to try one of these.
Huh? It's so delicious, it makes me want to sleep.
Hey, leave some for the rest of us. I wonder where they came from.
Manna from heaven.
I swear, one of the children just dumped them out here.
What are they?
Looks like some sort of roundy cake thing, Biggie Wilderness.
Well, I know that. I'm not a complete ignoramus.
Oh, it's days like this. I'm glad I gave up being a hermit.
How would you stop? How would you stop?
We want more. We want more. We want more.
insist that you immediately produce another batch of your circular victuals.
Whoa, they actually like them.
Maybe it's one of those things that only grown-ups enjoy.
Like dark chocolate?
And stinky cheese.
And vegetables.
Well, I'm as grown-up as they come, and you won't catch me eating one.
My word, they're so nice, it feels like my cheeks are falling off.
It's the most scrumptious thing they ever had in me life.
All right, the kids will make more donuts. But while you eat them, I'm going to go ahead and teach my class. So everybody, shh. So it's funny, really. Even though it has the word sea in it, it's actually the world's biggest lake, would you believe? Oh, you liked that one, did you?
The world's biggest.
The biggest. That's right. Fun fact, there's even a book, the Winner's Book of Records, that lists all the world's biggest things. The biggest balloon, the biggest shoe, the biggest... Oh, dear, Coddle, no. No! Forget everything I just said.
We need to build the world's biggest donut!
Good grief! Would you look at the size of it?
And to finish it off, I'll sprinkle some hundreds and thousands on top.
Ooh. Fancy.
The hole in the middle is big enough for a hippo to fit through.
Or me. Watch what I can do.
Don't be showing off now. You'll only attract the attention of the divot.
Ah, Biggie. Doing a cool flip through the world's biggest donut is hardly showing off. Go, Scooch!
Are you ready?
Yeah!
Woohoo!
Where's she going?
Check the other side of the donut.
Where did she go?
She went through the hole.
She just disappeared.
What did I tell you?
Be careful, Rowan.
How weird is this? If I put my hand through, my fingers start to disappear. But then I can pull it back out again. Look.
It's like a portal. But to where?
It's icy cold. Wherever it is.
I don't know if you guys can even hear me, but I'll tell you what I can see. Nothing. It's pitch black in here, and it stinks. It smells like,
Scooch, can you hear us?
You know those kind of... Actually, no. I've never smelled anything this bad.
If you can hear me, just follow my voice.
It's so smelly. I feel like I've got about 12 noses.
So we can hear her, but she can't hear us.
Danvers, there must be some sort of potion.
To get a little girl out of the world's biggest, greatest, darkest, smelliest donut?
It doesn't sound great when you put it like that, does it?
In that case, I'm going in.
You can't go in. It's not safe.
Okay, fair enough.
Coochie, kaboochie.
Listen.
Yes?
Coochie, kaboochie.
How do you know my name? Guys, there's somebody in here. Hold on.
Have you brought a surprise?
A surprise?
Only if the surprise is
donuts.
Well, then it wouldn't be a surprise, would it? Besides, we're in a donut. What's your name?
Read my necklace.
It's so dark, I wouldn't be able to see the moon if it fell on my lap right now. Let alone your little necklace.
Oh, right, sorry. Here, it lights up.
The donut friend. The donut friend. Aww.
No, the donut fiend. This is the beginning of the ramifications. Why didn't you listen to DJ Brendan?
So nobody listens.
I hear. I didn't come here to be insulted.
In fairness now, DJ Brendan. Radio pirates? Really?
Remember the 7 deadly actions that will lead to major ramifications. Welcome, a mainlander.
That's me.
Rename a ghost.
Guilty as charged.
Star in a TV show.
Pinata's pals.
Amuse a goblin.
Laugh track land.
Awaken an ancient creature.
The WW guy.
Open a bakery.
We're standing in it.
And remove a piece of yourself.
Okay, phew. Well, nobody here would have done that, so at least...
I cut my toenails this morning. I don't suppose that counts.
Of course it counts. Why does nobody listen to me? Oh, Monglody is in for it now.
I don't care if we did this, that, the other, and six more. I'm sick of feeling like my eyes are closed when they're not. How do I get out of here?
I will show you the exit. If you can give me something in return.
What?
The biggest donut in the world.
Fine, you can have the cursed donut. Guys, if you can hear me, throw us in a massive donut.
How are we supposed to do that?
It's impossible. You can't put a donut through a hole that only exists because of the donut. Not only is this guy pure evil, but he's also an absolute
muppet. Hey, what if we bake another massive donut and throw that one through?
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
I'll go gather the ingredients.
If we can throw stuff in, why don't we throw her in a torch?
For mercy, Adam. How did you...
It's this sprout brain of mine. It's made me so... You know the thing when you know things.
Has anybody got a torch?
I use this one to peer down gullets.
Well, it's about to go down the biggest gullet of them all.
The thing where you know things.
You are one dodgy geezer, you know that?
That's not very nice.
What's that? It feels like... a torch? Let me see, where's the switch?
You don't want to do that.
Of course I do. I want to see where I am.
Shh, hear that?
We need to get in there and fast.
What if we all grab onto each other and form a human rope?
I'll take the front. This happened during my class. I can't afford to have any more kids go missing.
No, me first. You can go behind me.
Hi, Scooches, Dad.
Everybody, turn your jumpers inside out. If we're going to be dealing with dark otherworldly forces, we may as well do it right.
You're
a skeleton. Why do you think I need a donut? I'm starving.
What's all that mushy stuff on your bones?
Well, after I've chewed and swallowed a donut, where else is it supposed to go?
That's manky, that is.
You are what you eat. Now, seeing as there's no sign of this donut, maybe you're gonna have to eat you.
Whatever you are, get away from me. I've got to get out of here and tell everyone there's something like you loose in the world. Get off of me.
But I've been hungry for hundreds and thousands of years.
Wait, hundreds and thousands?
What's all this? What's going on?
We're the Monglody Tiny Towns Committee, and we're here to do some spring cleaning.
Get your tech skull away from my daughter.
Don't worry, Scooch. He's not real. He can't hurt you.
Grab onto me, Scooch.
Hands off.
Don't you start.
Keep coming!
Hop up on me back, Scooch! Back to the treehouse! Back through the hole! Back through the hole!
Okay, I've got all the ingredients. Wait, now what are you doing all on the floor?
Don't bother making another donut. It's a donut hole we need. We've got to plug that portal.
One donut hole coming right up!
Hey!
Are you okay, Scoochie?
Yeah, best day ever.
So, do you want the good news or the bad news?
The good news.
Well, it might not make much sense without the bad news first.
Fine, the bad news then.
So, instead of hundreds and thousands, I accidentally used this jar of eggs from the Rainbow Trombley.
Oh no! That's the bogey bug!
Ah, Danvers, you shouldn't even have them.
That's some dark, dark magic you're messing with.
What's the good news?
Together with all those other ingredients, those eggs must have conjured up a portal into the world of nightmares.
So that thing in there...
It wasn't real. It was just a manifestation of Scooch's darkest nightmare.
Scooch, what would be your worst bad dream, your greatest fear, out of everything on Earth?
Being hungry.
Ah!
Well, that makes sense.
Speaking of, it must be nearly dinner time.
What do you want? Just name it. You can have anything in the world.
I think I'll just stick to some good old-fashioned pig nuts.
good thinking. And sheesh, after that donut fiasco, I'll have to remember to never tell you guys about pizza.
What's pizza?
Sounds fun.
My favourite dish.
It's pizza time.
No.
Asher, what's the harm in a bit of pizza? Just don't be using any of Danvers mozzarella. No, seriously, I'm not messing.
Neo's Class was written, directed, composed and edited by Bobby Ahern. This episode starred
Gil Cooney,
Elsie Akinduko,
Penny O'Dwyer,
Brian Sheridan,
Aoife Spratt,
Bronwyn Murphy-White,
Bridget McLean,
Peter McGann,
Gary Sheridan,
Padraig Cooney
and Tim Falcon
Prime. Donuts.
Sound designed by
Eamon Bailey.
Co-produced by
Maggie Fagan,
Lucy Jorgensen
and Nicky Cochran. Cover art by
Ruin Van Vliet.
Special thanks to Barry, Leisha and Nicky. Funded by RTE and Commission the Man with the television licence fee.